Flags are at half staff at the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, marking 1 million COVID deaths in the U.S., though we're still just shy of that in the Johns Hopkins tally.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable. Irreplaceable losses.
President Biden urging us to remain vigilant as he holds a global COVID summit.
The United States will share critical COVID-19 technologies through the World Health Organization COVID-19 Technology Access Pool.
North Korea is finally admitting COVID has spread there after claiming to have kept it out for 2 years.
It's reporting its first case of the virus. And for the first time, the world is getting a look at Kim Jong-un wearing a mask. The country's secrecy makes it difficult to judge the impact of the virus.
Fox's David Lee Miller. North Korea has also launched more ballistic missiles into the sea, a 16th test this year, not long after leader Kim Jong-un vowed to speed up nuclear weapons development amid a sanctioned standoff with the U.S. Some homeowners lost everything on the Southern California coast, where a small wind-whipped wildfire burned 20 mansions.
All it takes is one open window, those embers get inside, and the interior catches on fire. And even though this is the only fire in Southern California, so there is plenty of support. Ground crews, air tankers, helicopters. It could not stop the destruction.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in Laguna Niguel. With moms and dads across America having a hard time finding baby formula with many empty store shelves, the White House plans to announce today additional action to try to make more available. The shortage in part due to an Abbott Labs production shutdown after a recall.
Abbott tells us from the time they start this factory again to the time you actually see products hitting shelves, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble at the Abbott facility in Sturgis, Michigan. Another report shows a lot more inflation. Wholesale prices rose 0.5% in April. For March, they're 11% higher than a year ago. That is close to a record increase. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, just called for passage today of another $40 billion aid package for Ukraine that got bipartisan approval in the House. GOP Senator John Kennedy tells Fox he's so sure about some of it, wanting an inspector general to keep track.
I'm solid on the amount for military. Lots of times, not always, but lots of times, wasteful spending occurs in the so-called humanitarian aid.
This as Ukrainian forces drive Russian troops back from areas around Kharkiv while continuing to battle a Russian bombardment on Ukrainian Marines in Mariupol, still holed up in a bad conditioned area of the steel plant in that port city that Russia's already nearly destroyed. A country with a long Russian border is ready to join NATO, which Russia dismisses as something that won't bolster Europe's stability or security.
The president and prime minister of Finland say they're in favor of applying for membership in NATO, and they believe it should be done soon. It's a dramatic move that means Finland is all but certain to join the alliance, and it could be a serious setback to Russia as its military struggles with the war in Ukraine. Finland's neighbor, Sweden, is expected to decide on joining NATO in the coming days. Finland shares an 830-mile land border with Russia, who has previously warned of, quote, military and political repercussions if Finland and Sweden join NATO. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, both countries have been weighing whether to abandon their decades-long position of neutrality and join the alliance. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there was a lot of selling a little while ago. The Dow now is only down 20 points. The NASDAQ has turned higher. The S&P 500 is up 16 points. The NASDAQ's gain now is at about 140. Also going up, the price of gas, AAA says regular's up another 2 cents to a new record high today of $4.42 per gallon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.